key goal we had, as everybody knows, I think by now, that Atlantic States Marine Fishery Council upped the size minimum from the 18 inches last year to 19 inches this year. And the problem with that is the amount of discard of undersized fish, which is going to increase the overall mortality. And I think we're all aware of the fact that fish that large are virtually all females, so you're killing the breeding stock,
right.
You're creating more problems down the road. So our intent was, the key thing we were trying to do was keep the size at 18 inches. That may resolve and will result in some modification of the amount of days you can fish. Either way, you're going to be set with three fish a day, so that really doesn't matter. But you may want to adjust that a little bit so that you can keep a smaller fish, cut down the mortality, and at the same time still have a pretty full season, which would run from at least Memorial Day through Labor Day.
You think we can get a reduction to 16 inches?
Pardon me?
Do you think we can get a reduction to 16 inches or 17?
Well, that's what we're shooting for. And where stands right now, this last week, the week that just ended, there was a meeting of the Atlantic States Marine Fishery Council. And what has basically come out of that is that they have agreed, if their technical committee goes along with it, to let us go down to an 18-inch fish. And again, have a season which would cover at least the two major holidays.
Yeah,
plus the
fall. It's key, isn't it?
Now, that's at the technical committee right now for review. And I'm not sure what the tech committee is going to do or may have done already. But at this point, we plan to proceed with those regulations. And we're going to have this meeting on Wednesday night. The meetings are normally on Thursday night. They're normally at Galloway Township Library. This is an emergency meeting. With that time frame, we had troubles getting into normal places we meet. So the Borough of Avalon was nice enough to offer their community hall, which is at 3001 Avalon Avenue in Avalon. We're going to meet at 4 o'clock on Wednesday. And public is welcome. I'd like to hear your comments.
Oh, good. That's great. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep, but that's what we plan to do at that meeting. We plan to work on those options, which will give us a season for the current year. Well, first thing we have to do is get rid of the original motion we made, which required that everything stayed the same as last year. Clearly, that is not going to happen. Regardless of what ASMFC comes up with, National Marine Fisheries is backing us on the comments I just made as far as the season goes. They will back us on the 18 inches with a slightly reduced season. The number of fish stays the same either way, so you're not going to gain or lose anything that way. And they will back us on that, so if there's any glitch with the technical committee, we can reappeal through them. And in the meantime, we plan to put some regs in place for the coming year. Now, I know some people think we should stay with keep a hard line on demanding what happened last year. We're not going to get support in that, I don't think. That's just a little too radical. We're the only state taking this action. But the key thing that's happened with all this, the agreement we've worked out so far, is they would put us in our own region for 2017.
That's big.
And in the past, we've been in with New York and some other states, and that has really, really created some problems for us. So this is kind of a dual compromise for the current year, and hopefully it'll work. Hopefully we'll get it passed. Hopefully you will have a good season for this year, and that's probably the best season we can pull off. And, you know, as I've done before, I would really like to thank all the people that are involved in this, because, again, people in the public told me, well, gee, aren't you doing anything about this? And anything has, the exception's been a true. I'll tell you that congressmen, senators, I know you're going to have Frank Lobiondo on.
Yes, I am.
In a few minutes, and Frank has been tremendously helpful.
Yeah, he's been a leader.
There's been another 15, 16
too.
Congressmen.
Yeah.
Two of our senators have been involved. The governor's been involved. We all know what Bob Martin's done. He spearheaded this thing as director of DEP. A couple of his deputies, David Glass, Rich Barnasian, have just, I don't know how these guys got the rest of their job done during the last few months, because I have been in more meetings on this thing, I think, including Trenton and what have you, than I have in the last 5 years put together. as far as we're concerned, this is really the beginning of a larger discussion about how we handle this down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So you might not get everything you want the first time around, but this is a huge step
in that direction.
And I'm not saying, you know, I think is there other options? Yeah, there's other options. I'm not sure we'll get away with them. This season is coming up pretty quickly for us. The fish are not going to wait for us to make a decision. And I think that any of the public that wants to get involved in this thing on Wednesday night, come, you can testify, you can let us know your comments. Would I'd like to see a bigger season? Sure. I mean, I run a charter boat.
Sure, you got a personal stake in it, absolutely.
You got to do what you got to do at this point, I think. So, again, when Frank comes on, tell him I appreciate everything he's done. And, again, it's been a tremendous joint effort by the people in the state. I've been on this board, including this and ASMSC, for probably, I don't know, 15 plus more, almost 20 years. I've never seen the kind of support and the teamwork we had as we've had on this issue. So just again, if the public wants to see what happens, come to Avalon on 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Wednesday, right?
Yeah, 4 o'clock Wednesday, Community Hall. If you win Avalon, you just go straight ahead. Go as far as you can go. The building's on the right.
It's on the beach,
on the
right?
Left, so.
Yeah. Parking lot's on the left and the building's on the right.
That's it. So, that's where it is, Shep. And
all right.
Hopefully,
so, one more time. We're talking about 18 inches in the ocean and bays, 17 in Delaware Bay?
It'll be, right.
And 16 in Island Beach.
18 inches, the regular limit, if it goes through,
18 right.
inches. We're still going to have a 16 at Island Beach State Park. We're going to have 17
I always thought that was
in Delaware
weird.
Bay.
So, right. And then three fish possession.
Yes.
So basically,
the size limits will be the same as they were last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
Number of fish will change slightly. We have no choice on that. And the days and
well, it's one down, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
All right. And then a season of, I think, May 25th to September 5th, something like that. It's like
that's the approximate date.
Yeah.
That'll be finalized Wednesday. There also will be a discussion on black sea bass.
You're right. If we forget about that.
That's not the significant one. That got tacked on because they tweaked the regs. We don't plan to vote on that, I don't think, at this point. But what we do want to do is get the flounder put away for the year. So tackle shops and fishermen and what have you can plan their season.
All right, very cool. Dick, thanks for getting with me. Hi, Shep Talking Fishing on Air, back here on News Talk 1400 WLMD. I have on the line Frank Lobiondo, Congressman.
I was listening a little bit, and your last caller gave a good recap of what we're hoping to get to here. But we've had, just sort of to recap, and I've talked to you about this, of what we've done. And by the way, let me say, I am not at all amazed at the unity that we're seeing on this issue. We have a tremendous community that really gets activated when something bad goes sideways, and that's what this is, but at the federal level. So we started off, we sent letters, and I had a personal meeting when he came to the Capitol, the new Commerce Secretary, Wilbur Ross, and had a chance to explain to him in sort of a capsulized version our problem. He had his team with him. There was one individual that was assigned to issues like this. We've been in, more than weekly communication with this guy.
Good.
Now, you have to keep in mind that all of the new cabinet is still trying to sort of figure out where the bathrooms are. They don't have assistant secretaries. It's a whole new team. The Commerce Secretary is faced with an enormous list of issues and challenges.
Sure.
But I feel that they understand this and they are paying attention to it. I've also introduced legislation with Congressman Frank Pallone. We've joined together on a number of issues over the years, and he's a good partner. Everybody knows he's a Democrat. I'm a Republican, so we're trying to show bipartisan unity on this. And we've also submitted official statements for the record. Congressional hearing and some of the Fish Council hearings, and I've had, because we pretty much been in session. I've had my staff attend these meetings. So the brief recap is we're trying to press on all fronts. But I also want to say that a great partner in this has been DEP Commissioner Bob Martin.
Yeah, he has.
We've worked on a whole host of different issues, and the proposal that they've got before the Fish Council now, we've really got our fingers crossed that we're showing that we're serious about this. We're asking them for something that is, based in reality, something that can work, helps them accomplish what they want, and still gets us a little bit better than where we were if they don't do anything at all.
Can I just say something for 1 minute? I just want to make sure that, I want to thank you for getting me involved. I felt really privileged to be able to submit a statement to the first hearing that about your bill that you submitted to the House with Frank Pallone. I put my statement in. Robin Scott put a statement in. So and I know you did. My point is we had some South Jersey representation there, which I thought was pretty awesome. And then it was called the Natural Resources Committee. And I kind of watched it. There was one little disappointing thing that the only person in the business was a boat captain from New York who kind of bashed us a little bit. So that was the only little drawback to that. But then somebody later, and one of the other congressmen later, he kind of put him down too. So it got somebody from Louisiana, I think it was. So, but anyhow, I just want to thank you for letting me participate. That I honestly felt privileged.
Well, we felt that we have a lot of experts down here. People who live and eat and sleep and know this issue inside and out, but you and Robin are two of the leaders. And a lot of people say, well, submit these statements and they just throw them in the trash. That is not the case.
I know, it goes right into that.
I made a personal approach to a couple of the committee members, and I've got a really good staff person on this, Matt Moran, and he's been following up to make sure that their top staff people on the committee have these statements and know there's a counterpoint of view to what has been raised. So you put all this together, and we still have to keep our fingers crossed.
I know Bill Schillingford has been talking to Matt, and I've been talking to Jason. So we're staying pretty connected with your office, and everybody's kind of moving forward together. It's pretty cool.
It is, but as you are keenly aware, and our folks who are onto this issue are keenly aware, the clock is ticking here.
Yeah.
And we're going to be, we're pretty close up on the date, and we're really hopeful that we can get this thing squared away so the May 25th season can start without a hitch.
How does that happen? Does it come down from the Department of Commerce, or how does that who makes that happen?
I think it's the Department of Commerce.
So
I believe they have an ability to dictate's probably the wrong word to suggest a compromise. And, sometimes nobody tells you for sure exactly how this is going to work. But with everybody having their shoulder to the same wheel here, I think we have a real opportunity, and I'm just nervous because I've seen things go sideways so many times by a couple idiots that just don't understand it or have an axe to grind for one reason or another, and they could leave us hanging in a pretty bad way. So we'll keep at it. We're going to keep at it. We're not going to just let this thing ride now. Next week we'll be on it again. We'll be pressing people. I've always taken the approach. And what we're doing with Matt Moran and I'm doing is you want to be so proactive that they're always the people making the decisions here, the people we're working with are hearing from us almost to the point where we become a pain in the you-know-what, but right up to that so that they say, oh, yeah, I know, and we always try to work with them and, say, listen, we don't want to be bothering you. We know you have a lot of stuff, but sometimes if you get right up to that line, they're the ones who know that you've been calling. They know it's serious. It's not a one and done. It's not a letter and done. It's not attending a meeting and done. It's all the stuff that goes on behind the scenes that, and it's been such a collaborative effort. I mean, the effort of everybody down here who is explaining the situation, who is weighing in, who have been attending meetings, all of these different things factor into how the decision is made. Hopefully it'll turn out good for us.
I think it will.